Here's the essential summary for Massachusetts Electoral Earthquake, How Education Polarization Shattered a Blue States Democratic Coalition, 2020-24. The bottom line, Massachusetts experienced an 8.8-point rightward shift in 2024, the largest in modern history, concentrated in working-class gateway cities, where Democratic margins collapsed by 18 to 31 points. Simultaneously, affluent, highly educated suburbs voted 75-85% Democratic. Education level now predicts voting behavior more than income, race, or geography, creating effectively separate political universes within the Commonwealth. Who needs this? Families researching Massachusetts towns, political observers, academics studying realignment, voters understanding their communities, real estate professionals navigating demographic trends, anyone curious about education's role in political polarization. Key insights. Number one, Lawrence, 82% Hispanic, shifted 30 points. Biden, 74% to Harris, 57%, stunning working-class revolt, number two. Fall River voted Republican for first time since 1924. Bristol County nearly flipped number three. Cambridge, 83% college grads, delivered 87.6% for Harris. Extreme education polarization, number four. Question two, MCAS, exposed class fissures. Wealthy Dover, Lexington opposed, Chelsea supported number five. Turnout gaps widened, Chelsea down 16.7%, affluent suburbs stable, structural advantage for Republicans number six. Charlie Baker's 66.6% 2018 win versus Trump's 32.8% 2016 shows split ticket era, ending number seven. Education explains 50-60% of voting variance, surpassing income as primary predictor. What to do next? Understand that Massachusetts towns now represent distinct political geographies defined by education level. When researching communities, consider college graduate percentage predicts not just voting, but cultural values, school priorities, and community dynamics. Check our town comparison tool for demographic breakdowns.